Okay, you have the flashlights. I have the candles and the matches. I have the radio right there next to the bed. God, this is so intense. Of course, we would be getting flash flood warnings on the first night of our vacation. Good thing this is a sturdy cabin, huh? Well, as sturdy as a cabin can be, anyway. When did you say the storm was supposed to end? Tomorrow morning, right? Wait a minute. Is that it? Is it here? This is so exciting. We haven't had a good storm in ages. I'm kind of bummed out that it's at night, though. I wish we could be awake during all of it. And, it's always more dramatic when the sky turns black, when it's like actually not supposed to be black. Anyway, do we have everything we need? You unplugged the computers and stuff, right? I guess we're all set. Set for our great adventure. Mwah. Our great perilous adventure under the covers, under the tin roof, under the epic battle between the lightning and the thunder. And the lights are out. See, this is why I love storms. You hold me like this, so tightly in the darkness, and you promise that you'll keep me safe. If I were alone way out here during this storm, I would probably be terrified. But with you, it just turns so exciting. You make everything exciting. Rain or shine, sleet, snow, hail, fucking volcanoes. You make me love all of them. I love you. God, you just make me so damn happy all the time. All your little smiles, all the times you squeeze my hand or brush the hair out of my face. It's like you time them perfectly to make me melt every time, to make me sink into your arms. I feel like you've been perfecting your techniques since the day we met. And even then, the day we met, I was already melting. I was already entranced in your words, in your voice, in your eyes. We really talked for the first time in the college library, remember? You were doing research for some project, and I was just nerding out on some of my favorite books. And you were sitting at my table, or at least the table where I usually sit. I was enveloped in my stories, and I looked up, and you were right there in this library full of perfectly empty tables. You sat down right across from me, and you were doing your project as if there was nothing unusual about it. We were in a few classes together. I knew your name. I knew that you were, quite attractive. I knew that you were smart or cultured or something. You just had this air of intelligence around you. We had talked a few times, but no real conversation. We caught eye contact a lot. No matter who was looking at who first, whenever eyes met, I would always blush and look away. So I looked up at you at this table in the library, and I had no idea how long you had been sitting there, how long I had been ignoring you. And then you looked at me, and you had this infuriating smile on your face, and I, like the social idiot that I am, said, "What's up?" I was so embarrassed. And then we talked. You were charming, and I was shy. And then you asked me out. And then I said yes. And if I hadn't said yes right then, I would be at this cabin alone. I would be staring out the windows, terrified, texting everyone obsessively. But with you, I feel so okay all the time. Just holding your hand or looking into your eyes calms me. And then when you hold me like this, the storm isn't menacing anymore. It's a lullaby. I know that you've prepared for this. I know that you'll keep me safe, no matter what's thrown at us. All this chaos going on outside the windows, it's a reminder of how small we are. Of nature's unconcern for man, you know? Ancient people used to attribute all that to the gods because it made them feel important. Even if they would have said that this was a punishment from the gods, it's still saying that for some reason, the forces that move the world care. That they have morals or some sense of judgment. But now we know that they don't. And that even if there is some god of nature, they wouldn't see humans as significant enough to punish or reward. But even so, I feel so content right here. We're left victims to the whims of nature, but we're together. We're in each other's arms, and I couldn't ask for anything more. Because you love me, and I love you, and love makes me feel much more special than whatever some god could give me.